From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Southwest Florida is home to a wide variety of beautiful birds, particularly in the winter months. And while visitors and residents alike flock to bird havens like the J.N. Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge for the chance to spot a distinctive roseate spoonbill or a majestic heron, this week News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams turns our attention to one of Southwest Florida's less celebrated bird species, the boat-tailed grackle. While they're easy to overlook, Williams celebrates these prolific and resourceful birds.
There's a certain predictability to the soundscape of a Walmart parking lot on a Saturday, slamming car doors, carping kids, metallic cart rumbling, distant traffic. Except in Southwest Florida, that prosaic afternoon symphony is riddled with eccentric solos performed at random and full of perplexing notes, as if some avant-garde virtuoso had infiltrated the orchestra and started improvising. Could that be a distant fandango riff with cockleshell castanets? A long sheet of wet tinfoil slowly torn in two? A magician deftly fanning a crisp deck over a velvet-topped table? Inevitably, the artiste makes his looping, spiraling entrance with a black-plumed swirl, landing as nimbly as a swing dancer. It's just a slip of a bird, strutting in a slick feathered suit meant for a smoky jazz club, basic black shot through with neon blue. Even this bird's Latin name, said slowly, makes a kind of sibilant jazz, Quiscalus, Quiscalus. In English, though, the music disappears and it sounds like a Walmart bird, grackle. A boat-tailed grackle, to be exact, thousands of which fill Southwest Florida parking lots at this time of year. The bird books say that their preferred habitat is marshland, but tell that to the throngs that flock to our big box lots, Target, Publix, the Home Depot, and the like. There, among the cars, these birds set up noisy, bustling hobo camps, perching, preening, poking through McDonald's bags, and showing off for each other. The long-tailed, long-legged, long-billed males are glossy onyx with a subtle but stunning two-toned iridescence, violet on their bodies, emerald on their wings and tails. Their repertoire of sounds includes squawks and twitters, cheeps and trills, plus a long liquid rattle that gives me the chills. The females are more subdued, both in song and in color. They're a dusky, dovey brown, but with the same scimitar bill and athlete's stride as the males. I think they're both gorgeous, but I realize mine is the minority view, as is poet Eric Ormsby's, who writes, "It's hard not to like the wise guy grin, the almost sarcastic chatter of the boat-tailed grackle by the Everglades Cafe. He has an acrid cackle, a cacophony of slick and clacks and cries, with tinsel whispers like a breathy flute. His repertoire seems meant to flatter us by mimicry, and so exonerate our grosser faults, our greeds, our clumsy cunnings, our minute duplicities." A quick look online shows that plenty of people fail to find the birds inspiring, with several pest control companies offering solutions to grackle infestations with what they obliquely call chemical control. Instead of admiring the birds' blithe and brazen use of supercenter asphalt as cafes and dance halls, they lump them with pigeons, rats, and roaches, living trash, best poisoned and dumped. Yet grackles are Florida natives, bug-eating seed spreaders who fit precisely into an order never designed to include remnants of a child's cheeseburger. Like us, they make good use of anything available rather than retreating to hide intimidated and aloof in the fast-thinning flora. Like us, they're fruitful and multiply even in changing and challenging conditions. And like us, they act as if they own the place.